love the Lord way down deep in our hearts. In the book of Psalms, in the 34th chapter, is where we'll be reading from this evening. The Lord put this thought upon our hearts, and we just want to try to obey Him for a few minutes of time in our message tonight, that I believe that we all need to do a little bit more of. And I'll do my scripture reading. Psalms chapter 34. Go with me, if you would, down to verses 3 and 4 of this 34th chapter of the book of Psalms. Verse 3 says, "O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." Amen. Those two verses. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. The reason why David wrote that comes from verse 4. "Because I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." David is magnifying, he is praising the Lord for answered prayer. And the Bible teaches us that whenever God answers our prayers, that we ought to come before Him with praise upon our lips, to worship Him for the prayer that He heard and has answered. And I don't know why God gave it to me in this manner. But I got to thinking about many prayers that we have prayed over the years. How many in your lifetime has prayed 1,000 or more prayers? 1,000, maybe even thousands and thousands of prayers that we have prayed. We've prayed for many different things. We've prayed for direction when we did not know which way to go. We've prayed for understanding, that God might help us to understand what we was going through, understand why things were happening the way that they happened. And as James told us, we prayed and asked God for wisdom. "Lord, help me that I might give your people the right word at the right time, because I'm not intelligent enough to know God's will." But God can speak to each and every one of us His will and give us the wisdom that we need to even know how to pray. Because, you see, we don't even really know how to pray until we really pray. The best prayer that I believe that really touches God is that prayer when no words come out of the mouth. When your heart is so heavy, so broken, so searching for direction or help or understanding, that it's just the sincere desire of your heart. That's what prayer is really all about. It's not the culmination of the words that we put together and how we articulate every thing as we try to talk to God. God doesn't want to hear our vocabulary. He wants to hear our heart and what our heart is saying. We prayed thousands of prayers. We pray for ourselves. We've prayed for our children. We pray for our family, our friends, and so many others that we pray for. And as these prayers go up and God hears them, we know that the Bible teaches us that if we pray faith believing, God will hear and answer our prayers. You've prayed thousands of prayers, and how many of those thousands of prayers has been answered? And I would have to say every one that we prayed, faith believing, God has heard and answered. Those that we spoke, doubting whether God would actually do what we was asking, or those that we prayed that went contrary to the Word of God or God's will, God will not answer those prayers because they're not in line with how He told us how to pray. But as we pray for these and ask God to hear our prayers, James said in the 5th chapter and the 16th verse, he says that, and I'm going to take and start in the middle, almost the middle of the verse. He says that we ought to pray for one another, that you may be healed. And then he stops right there, and he starts a new sentence. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual means it has energy in it. It means it's something besides just something that we have just thought of or try to bring. But somebody that has energy in their prayer. How many of you remember when mom and dad and the saints of old used to gather around the altar and pray? There was some energy in that prayer. They didn't go before God and hold back, but they just gave God their whole heart. Everything that was within them, they gave it to God on the altar. The fervent part means that it had fire in it. Many of prayers we prayed that lacked energy and lacked fire wasn't really a prayer. It's almost like a wish list, wasn't it not? But when we come before God with energy and fire, we begin to pray, that fire is when our spirit joins up with His spirit. There is fire that comes through our prayer, and that fire touches heaven, and we can begin to see our prayers working. We see that our prayers are compassionate, not just words, but really, when you really want to see something happen, you have a passion about it. Remember back to when you was lost and you prayed and asked God to save you, the compassion or the passion part that you had in your prayer. It wasn't a hope so, think so, or might so prayer. It was, God, save me. And God heard and answered that prayer. And how many more prayers has He heard and answered since that time that we prayed that prayer? And I would have to say, not bragging on Roger, but bragging on God, that there have been thousands of prayers that we prayed that I know God had to answer. And I'll take and give an example that prayer requests come up before the church and we all go down and pray, and I'm going to claim victory tonight for part of the answer coming because I prayed along with you for those many needs. I don't know if it was my prayer or your prayer that touched heaven, but I stand before you tonight like David and I say, let us magnify the Lord and exalt His name together. I look at this church and I hear these testimonies that we've heard tonight, even about folks that don't worship the way we worship, knowing that there is something about this church and the power that they have in prayer with God. And I say, it makes my heart just rejoice in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, that God is still hearing prayers. He is still answering prayers. And many of us today are the answers to prayers that others prayed before us. None of us got to where we are at by ourselves. It was people who loved us enough to take our name to God and say, Lord, they need You in their life. or they need direction, they need guidance, they need help in their life. And look where God has brought us to today. And David said, because of that, we ought to magnify the Lord with me. To magnify means that we are going to lift up His name. There is no other name under heaven among men given that has the power in the name of Jesus Christ. When we call upon Him, we're calling upon one that's higher than princes and potentates and kings and presidents. We're calling upon one that is higher than the pastor or the preacher or the deacon. We're calling upon one that has all power in heaven and earth. And there is nothing that our God cannot do. Do you believe that tonight? The more we believe it, the more power we have. There is nothing impossible for my God. That if He could take care of many folk that we have prayed for that had cancer and bring them through that. Many of folk that I was thinking about Brother Les today. And how that we got he was bad health and we got the call. And I thought as soon as I seen the call come up on my phone, I thought for sure he's gone on to be with the Lord. Lo and behold, we went to the hospital and we prayed. The church prayed. And he got up and walked out of the hospital. You tell me there's not power in prayer. And others that Brother Clarence is a walking miracle tonight. I thought for sure when we got the word that he had the stroke down in Texas, I thought he'll never be the same. And look at him tonight. Yes, we still have our problems. But I magnify the name of the Lord higher and higher, knowing that God is still hearing and answering our prayer. When I heard about your granddaughter, I said, thank God. Let me magnify the Lord for a few minutes of time and say, thank you, Lord, that you've heard and answered. I don't know if it was my prayer, but I know you heard and answered somebody's prayer on behalf of that child. And I've not stopped there. I've got more that we're praying for. But while I'm praying, I'm going to magnify Him and say, Lord, I don't know if You will, but I know that You are able to take care of this need that we have tonight. The need for that little child. That need for that parent that's worried to death. That one that we hear here tonight about, they need some direction in their life, those that are away from God, those that have never been saved. I still believe that we can pray the fire down from heaven above, and we can magnify Him, knowing that whether I'm alive or dead, when the answer comes, my God is heard, and He will answer those prayers. There's not one prayer that goes unnoticed by God. When it's prayed in the right way, in the right manner, when it's got some energy in it, and it's got some fire hooked up to it, God will hear and answer those prayers. He said, I sought the Lord. How many of you sought the Lord for yourself or for somebody else? I sought the Lord means I went down in prayer. Jack, I wasn't too proud to get down upon my knees. Oh, I've been asked, why do y'all go down upon your knees when you pray? And I answer, that's how I first met Him. Hallelujah. I met Him at an altar of prayer. And that's the only way I know how to pray. The McCameys a few years ago had a song that challenged the way people are changing their ways and the way that the churches are changing, and they had a song that said something in summary like this, that I don't know about all of that. I didn't get it that way. I know about how I got it. Anybody else got it the old-fashioned way at an old-fashioned altar of prayer when a preacher got up and preached his heart out, telling you about Jesus and telling you about the Lord and how good He is, and yet the devil tried his best to keep us from accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But I tell you, the best thing I ever did do was when I laid off the old coat and I put on the brand new coat. In fact, I didn't put it on. He put it on me. I took the old one off, but He put the new coat on me. And I'll wear it with pride today. I am proud to be a born-again child of God. Would you magnify the Lord with me that we sought Him and He heard us. The greatest power that there is today and the greatest experience that I've ever had is when I know God heard my prayer. It's not out of a book. It is something that came from right down deep below the collarbone. It came out of my heart and God heard it. And He heard me and He delivered me from all of my fears. How many of you had fears since you've been saved? Raise your hand in the house of God. It ain't going to hurt us. These folks go to ball games and they raise their hands. They hoot and holler. They scream and they dance and they just act foolish. And then we come to church and just want to sit there. How we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We ought to lift up the voices that the rafters will be lifted in the house of God. God has done so much for us that He delivered us time and time again that we ought to be able to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. As you read David's writings throughout all of them, David was not cautious or scared to say it was by God. Let me tell you about my Lord. And then let me tell you, I called upon the Lord. And He heard my prayer. And He delivered me. Many times David said that. He delivered me. And yet here I am today and I cannot count how many times God has delivered me. Can you count how many times God's delivered you? Ray, you was in Nam, and how many times did God watch over you while you was over there? Every time God has delivered us, we ought to have a song of praise to come in the house. The preacher, the singers ought not to have to sing us happy, and the preacher ought not to have to preach us happy. We ought to be happy that we're in the house of God that delivered us and set us free. He delivered me. I thought about many of our people because I've been there and I know you have. How many of you laid on your bed at night with tears going down your cheeks because you needed help from God? You called upon Him and maybe your sleep fell from you because you were so sincere about that need that you had. And God just seemed to come by your way and comfort you to where the tears would dry up and you could finally get the rest that you needed. But oh, comes morning, there ought to be a praise happening in the house. There ought to be somebody saying, thank you, Lord, for what you have done for me, for my children, for my family, for my friends, for others, for whoever it was that we was praying for. There ought to be some praise going on. Sometimes I'm driving the car and praise just breaks out. Clarence, I don't know how much more praising I can do on this side. But praise just breaks out. No doubt I've said many times over the year that people driving up next to us probably think somebody just died in his family or he just got a bad report. If only they knew, if I could roll down the window. Some of y'all don't know what that means. If I could roll down the window and they could get a glimpse of what's happening inside that car or that truck, they would say, oh, those are not tears of sorrow. Those are tears of joy. He's got something to be excited about. But that's not the end of it. We ought not just keep the praise on the outside, but we ought to bring the praise on the inside. If I can reflect back a few years ago, people wasn't ashamed to come in the door and come in praising God that He heard and answered their prayer. Have many of you ever seen church start in the parking lot? Or seen church break out after church was over? People say that's not very dignified. God did not call us to be dignified. He called us to be worshipers of the Almighty God. Let the tears fly. Let the hands go up and praise it. Let the shouts come because we are honoring someone who heard us and answered our prayers. I rejoice with some of you tonight. And I say some of you, let me just restrain myself and say, I rejoice with all of you tonight that we've prayed prayers for. And God has heard and answered your prayers. I rejoice in them. You say, but it wasn't you that got the victory. If you got the victory, I got the victory. Amen. Oh, that'll preach, won't it? We're in this thing together, church. When we're down in the valley, the Bible teaches us that we ought to be there to help each other. And when we're on the mountaintop, somebody ought to lose their composure and say, I want to praise the Lord with you for what God has done. David, he wasn't as too bad, even though he was king, he wasn't too proud to lay aside his kingly robe. Oh, when the Ark of the Covenant came into Jerusalem, he laid it aside and he got out there and he danced with them. I don't know if he started the dance or he just joined in. But he danced before the people because this was a prayer that he had been longing for, to see the Ark of the Covenant come back to Jerusalem. Church, I'm thankful tonight on a Wednesday, cold Wednesday night, there's still fire in the old-fashioned church. When people begin to praise him and thank him for what he has done, and we begin to think about all the prayers he has answered and how much that we owe to him today. Had it not been for God, most of us would be so miserable. We'd still be saved, but we'd be miserable because many of our prayers had not been heard and answered. Think about some of the prayers you've prayed. If God hadn't answered them, what would have been the outcome? Some of us wouldn't be here tonight. But I thank God for an old-fashioned church that believes in prayer. We may not have the greatest of auditoriums. I appreciate what God's given to us. Don't get me wrong. We may not have a praise team and a worship team. We may not have a house full, but what we've got is ones that really love the Lord with all their heart. I'd rather have a few with God in it than to have a cathedral filled with to the max and people not know what you're talking about. People say, well, you could still preach. Did you know a preacher can only preach as good as the congregation prays for him? Amen. They used to have a term, and the term was, boy, they sat on him tonight, meaning that the people would not support what was being preached. Folks, let me tell you, from a pastor's point of view, I don't care if it's me, Clarence, I don't care who is preaching, whoever is preaching behind this pulpit, as long as they are giving us the word of God, we ought to say amen and amen. We ought to say preach it, preach it, preach it, bring it as God gives it to you, and don't hold anything back. Because we need to hear what God has to say to his children. We are his children, and sometimes we can't praise him because we're too worried about who's singing and who's preaching tonight. Let me tell you, it don't matter to me who sings and who preaches. As long as God shows up, I'm going to have the time of my life in the house of the Lord. If nobody else wants to praise him, I've come to praise the Lord. Amen. I got to find a hushing place if I can. The Bible says, my vision ain't too good tonight. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. How many fears have we had that God, you know, we worry and we worry and we worry. I sat here one time many years ago in a message that about 95-96% of all the things we worry about never happens. We hear the news and we go to the far end of the spectrum, and we automatically, human nature is, we expect the worst. And our fear takes over. Anybody else ever been there? Your fear takes over. David said, I had fears too. David was a great man of God. In fact, he had a heart like God, the Bible says. He was a great man, but yet he had fears. A king, a little shepherd boy that went from being a shepherd all the way to the palace. And he had fears. He didn't have any fears when he faced Goliath, because he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. He didn't have no fears when he was put into the den of lions, because he knew his God was able to bring him through it. Can you hear him the next morning as he was giving praise, as the king came there to the den and hollered out, oh, Daniel! And he cried out, my God have sent an angel and shut the lion's mouth. Oh, you know what he was doing? He was magnifying the name of the Lord before the king. Today, it ought not matter who's in the house. And who's ever in the house? I've said this before, so this ain't nothing new. If you're sitting by somebody that keeps you from praising the Lord, find you another seat. Amen. Because I didn't come here for show. I didn't come to be seen. I didn't come to be critical of everything that was said or done. I come just to say, Lord, in some weak way, can you give me a word that will help your children? Help us that we could lock arms and we can win this war. In fact, we've already won the war. But we've got battles along the way. We can win the battles. How are we going to win them? I can't win them by myself. You can't win them by yourself. But all of us, people say, well, why is God hearing this one's prayer and answering, and that one's hearing and prayer, saying a prayer, and God, the church is praying, and God is answering them? Folks, let me tell you, God works on God's time. And when we're praying for others, God hears our prayers, and we don't know how many invitations he has sent to our people that are still lost and to those that are away from church. But keep on praying, keep on searching, keep on beseeching God, and keep on praising him. In fact, let me go from memory real quick. If I say it wrong, you know, I got to put this in first. I've been in services where preacher get up and preach, and then somebody get up and say, well, he did not quote that scripture verbatim. Let me tell you, you get up here and try to quote them verbatim when the power of God is coming down, I can't get it out fast enough tonight. But let me tell you what, it don't matter if I quote it verbatim or not. You know what the scripture says. If you don't, you ought to know what the scripture says. But Jesus was standing there before Lazarus' tomb, and before he said anything at all, listen to how he prayed. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Oh, hallelujah. Before he even asked anything, he said, I thank you that you have heard me. I'm going to start praying a new way. Lord, I thank you that you have heard my prayer. Well, praise the Lord tonight. I thank you that you've heard my prayer. And for the benefit of those standing around, I ask you to talk to this man that is dead and in the tomb. And when he called out his name, Lazarus, he said that the dead man walked out of there. They took off their grave clothes, and praise the Lord tonight, he was alive, and he went back home with Martha and Mary today. Let me tell you, people say that was biblical time. My God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changeth not. God can speak and move mountains if we just pray and don't doubt our prayer. Amen. Didn't know I was going to preach all that. But I don't take any of it back. We've been quiet for way too long. I write down things as God gives them to me. In my satchel in the car, I've got a little piece of paper where God will give me a thought, and I'll write it down, and I'll put it back. But here's what I wrote down a few months ago. I shared it with you once, but I'll share it with you again. This is what's wrong. As the church gets quieter, the world gets louder. Used to be a time sin was hidden. It was kept quiet. People didn't publicize all their sins. They was ashamed of them. but no more, because the church got too quiet. Whatever happened to saying amen and hallelujah and praise the Lord and preach it, preacher, and folks shouting, we've taken that out of the church. We've gotten so quiet you could hear a pin drop. But not at Mount Carmel no more. No, we're going to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. And I say, church, don't get me wrong, we not a quiet bunch, but we're going to get louder. That may not be good English, but we're about to get louder because we've got something to get loud about. Amen. Amen. We've got something to be excited about. This is not just temporary. This is permanent today, what we've got. And you can't lose it even if you wanted to lose it. And it's the best thing, you've said this over and over, it's the best thing that's ever happened to you. Well, we ought to tell somebody. And we ought to show it. People say, well, I've never been very vocal. Let me go to your kids' ball games and see how you act. I went to my kids' ball games and they could be losing. I still go to Brandon's ball games. And he's almost 40 years old. He's a coach. He's not a player. But I still go to his games, and I don't know a player on the team. But you know what I'm rooting for? I'm rooting for my son. He's the coach. And I'll embarrass everybody there because I'll fuss with the referees. I'll tell them they missed a call. I'll tell them they was wrong. And I went to a game not too many years ago when we had the kids, and they wanted to move away from me. And I said, that's fine. I'll sit down here by myself. That's my son out there. But when I come to church, that's my Savior. And I'm going to lift him up. You say, you're just full of fire tonight. When I think about all that he has done for me, how could I not be? How could you not be? How could we not be? And you say, but there's so many prayers I prayed that I've not seen evidence of God working. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Tara's friend that says, if that church is praying for them, you got something to be hopeful for, if I can summarize that statement. Robbie, when he was working, go to work and be criticized and be mocked all the time, made fun of. But yet when they needed something, they'd catch him in the lunchroom and call him aside and say, would you have your church pray for my brother, family, sister, whatever it might be? Charlene, I'll give you some help and hope tonight. And Terry, not too long ago you came and you said, Jacob said, would you have your church pray? You say, that don't sound like much. Let me tell you, God is stirring the pot. I'm trying to close church. I really am. God is stirring the hearts. And that enthuses me. It gives me excitement. And you say, oh, you preachers, you always get excited. No, folks, it's not excitement that is man-made. It is excitement that God is moving in the heavens. And when God moves in the heavens, you can look for things to happen. I'm not coming to give you false hope. Keep praising him. Pray as Jesus did. Lord, I thank you that you've heard my prayer. He didn't say prayer. I thank you that you've heard me. He was praying, was he not? Can I put that word in there? Father, I thank you that you've heard my prayer. I've got a whole new way of praying. I didn't even think about that until today. God laid it on my heart, and it's like, oh, I almost jumped out of my seat driving. It's been a long, hard day. But can I tell you tonight, sometimes when you've had the roughest day, that's when the comforter will show up. Amen. You say, well, I'm in my 11th hour, and he still ain't showed up. He'll be there. He said he would. He'll be there. He'll be there, and I'll close with this final thought. He'll be there the moment that you finally give it to him and say, Lord, I've gone as far as I can. Will you help me? Tonight, I want to close with an altar prayer. Is that all right? That we would pray, God, help me to be better at praising you. I'm not asking you to jump pews. I'm not asking you to run around from wall to wall. I'm asking you to do what God lays on your heart. And he says, if we follow our heart, we will be in decent and in order. I've been in some churches, things happen, and I'm like, I could not connect with it. People say, well, and I didn't throw no stones of judgment. I said, well, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm having an off day. How many of you have ever went to church and had an off day? You know why? Because we brought in every care from the world with us. We ought to check them at the door. Pick them up when you leave. God will move if we will just praise him through the hard times. Depend upon him and call upon him. Would you join us in the altar? Everyone that's physically able. I think we ought to get back to the altar. Join us as we go before God in praying. Maybe some of us need to apologize and say, Lord, I really haven't praised you enough for all that you've done for me. You've been so good to me. Will you sing a song? God is good, so good. He's so good to me. Sharon, you guys sing. Come sing that. We'll just have close with that song. Will that be all right? I like to take the liberty that God gives me. And while they sing this song, you put yourself in this song. You know what? A song is just a group of words until the Holy Spirit gets mixed with it. And then it becomes a song. It's a song. As Tara and Jeff sang that song tonight, I shall know him by the nail scars in his hand. Every time I hear that song, I think of Thomas. He doubted, but then when he saw him, he believed. Blessed are thou that hath not seen, but yet believe. But yet one day, we're going to see it for ourselves. But it's not the nail scars I'm going to see. I'm going to see the one who died for my sins, that I could walk into heaven knowing that I'm there because I've been born again by his Holy Spirit. Would you stand, sing along this song with them, and then we'll close with prayer.
From up in heaven one day God looked down, saw that the souls of men downward were bound. It made him so sad. Wanted a plan that saved they might be. After all else had failed, God sent his son, had him to die that our souls might be won. Wasn't he good? So good. He's so good to me.
Amen. Sing it along, you know it.
God is so good to me.
He's so good to me.
Yes, he is good to me.
He's so good to me.
God is so good, so good. He's so good to me. God is so good to me.
He's so good to me.
Yes, he is good to me. God is so good, so good. He's so good to me. Now I am singing glad praises to God. Joy bells are ringing as onward I plod. No happier nor more satisfied could anyone be. As on the cross Jesus suffered and died, Father.
You're standing, just make your way down to an altar and let's go before the Lord, praising Him for all the prayers that He has answered for us tonight. Would you do that?